always was very serious as a student. I took everything seriously. When the teacher said, well, you know, this is what we need to do and study, I did that. I read books. I was not a bookworm. I didn't read books all the time. But I really tried to understand. When I tried to solve a problem, I tried to understand what it was all about and tried to make sure that I understood the basics of it. And enjoyed talking to other students about it, share ideas with them. It made it much more fun for me. Well, I fell in love with science roughly at that time in high school. And the reason was, first of all, I had a wonderful teacher in the sciences, physics, also a wonderful teacher in math. And he just made everything very exciting. And it opened my eyes to really try to see the fabulous questions that were asked in physics. You know, how do things work? You know, how does a telephone work? You know, never thought about it before. We use a telephone all the time. How does it work? How does a car work? You know, how does a plane fly? What's out there in the sky? What's a star? And once you bring, as a teacher, questions that really open your mind and open your eyes, you discover a whole new world that we take for granted and that you want to explore. And I wanted to do that. And I was good in the science, I was good at math, I enjoyed it, and I decided to continue in that direction. And I've loved it ever since. I think, you know, I like science, and that's something that I think is not really understood by many people. If you get into science and you like it, it's fun. It is so much fun trying to answer fundamental questions that we ask in science. And it doesn't matter if it's in physics or in astronomy or in biology, they all have very fundamental questions. Science matters a huge amount for two different reasons. One is the reason that I mentioned before, that is something that is a legacy of knowledge, of understanding of our place in the universe, and where we came from, and how we evolve, and how the human species evolve. That's just knowledge that we would leave as our legacy for generations to come. And it's important as human beings. We have brains, we should use it, we should understand it. Not everybody should become a scientist. We need many other fields to cover everything. But to do science, for those who love science, who have passion for science, that's a fundamental thing that we should do as our leave our legacy for generations to come. But the other thing is that science, as we all know, has produced and will continue to produce some of the important discoveries, not just in understanding the universe, but in basic discoveries for what we all need on a daily life. For example, understanding how the sun and the other stars shine, what produces the energy there, which is nuclear reactions, is one of the sources of, hopefully, of future energy generation on Earth, using plasma physics, using controlled nuclear reaction, fusion reactions to generate energy, safe energy here on Earth. That came from the stars. Be persistent. Sometimes some things take a long time to achieve. Be persistent. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Explore. Take a chance. But mostly have fun and enjoy what you're doing. I know many times I'm just surprised that I'm even paid to do what I'm doing. And, you know, as scientists, we are paid okay. You know, we are paid well. And I frequently say, I would do the same thing even if I was not paid. It's just fun to do because we want to answer the questions because we are passionate about what we are doing.